June 17th, Tuesday, home. I've never been afraid of flying. There's comfort in delegating responsibility appropriately. Having decided to board an airplane, one has decided to place one's fate in the hands of the pilot. It's the pilot's responsibility. If anything goes wrong, it's not my fault. I'm very relaxed on an airplane, free of responsibility. I usually have no problem giving up control if responsibility goes with it. On the surface, I would think flying an apt metaphor for surgery. You give up control. You place your life in someone else's hands. You're not responsible if something goes wrong. But I hope I never, never need to have surgery again. I find no comfort in giving up control and responsibility in that setting. The rules are different in matters involving a direct assault on your body. The whole process of preparing for, undergoing, and recuperating from surgery is permeated by an almost overwhelming sense of helplessness and humiliation. I've spent my entire adult life in medicine, and you would think that good preparation for being a patient. It's terrible preparation. I hate the surly nurse's aide who takes my vital signs and am inclined to tell him so. I'm annoyed by the parade of patronizing interns and residents who take a woefully inadequate history and listen to my chest perfunctorily through the hospital gown. The rasp of a hospital gown against the diaphragm of a stethoscope sounds like a typhoon. You can't hear heart and lung sounds in the middle of a typhoon. I hate the hospital gowns, which always have the ties missing so that your ass is never covered. I usually spend a fair amount of time and effort assuring that my ass is covered. I both relish and abhor the pharmacology of Versed. Versed is an anesthetic that causes retrograde amnesia. They give it to you before surgery. You remember absolutely nothing from the time they wheel you to the operating room until you wake up in the recovery room. You do not remember the endotracheal tube, the anesthesia machine, the operating room banter, nothing. I love and hate Versed. Who knows what happened during those lost hours? My body was hideously violated in the presence of numerous accessories to the fact, and I have no ability to ruminate on that process, explore the cosmic implications. Versed took that away. And Versed spared me the terror of remembered pain. 3 weeks today since surgery, a week and a day since the catheter was pulled, my energy level has markedly improved in the past couple of days. There's still some pain in the incision. I'm fairly continent during the night, but when I'm up and around, I'm still incontinent. This severely limits how far I'll venture from the house, although I have recovered the pleasure of driving the Porsche, which lengthens the tether some. Arlene and I made a beautiful pasta last evening and ate by candlelight on the deck. There are many ways to make love.